A company that operates a halfway house outside Fairbanks is seeking another state contract to expand operations. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The director of the North Star Community Residential Center says the company operating the halfway house, GeoCare, is proposing to increase the number of inmates being held at the facility in Esther from the present 125 to 143. Director John Welch says the state needs to keep the additional prisoners at North Star because state facilities elsewhere are overcrowded.
Right now, their contract with the state is for 112 inmates, and we hold up to 13 more, so up to 125 inmates. We're holding more than that because they're overcrowded.
North Star is located on land leased by GeoCare just off the Parks Highway near Gold Hill Road. Welch doesn't expect any impact to nearby residents or businesses, and he says the increase in inmates is the only significant change that'll occur in the upcoming contract period. He says North Star will continue to house inmates who have been convicted of mainly lesser offenses, such as DUI and minor drug law violations, and other prisoners nearing the end of their sentences, including federal convicts.
We try to keep people that have low-grade sentences that were, they may be felonies, but they were less than 5 years.
Welch says he's changed policies and streamlined operations, and he intends to get North Star more involved in the community.
We're joining the Chamber of Commerce in Fairbanks. I've met with the mayor of Fairbanks.
In August, the company that previously operated North Star and six other correctional facilities around Alaska, the Cornell Companies, merged with GeoCare's parent company, the Geo Group. The Cornell Companies was implicated in a complex criminal conspiracy during the 1990s that involved bribery of state officials and lawmakers to gain backing for construction of private prisons in several towns around the state, including Delta Junction. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.